Some political parties have been reacting to comments made at the NPP rally over the weekend to outdoor its parliamentary candidates in the Greater Accra region. The General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, congratulated the NPP on holding a successful rally. He, however, condemned the derogatory remarks against the president.
It is incumbent upon all political parties to engage in activities that reassure confidence amongst our people. And I think the MPP did that. Somehow, in the rally, if you listen to some of the speakers at the rally, it turned out that the MPP is degenerating when it comes to politics of insult. The flag bearer of the MPP is aspiring to become President of the Republic of Ghana, the most prestigious and highest position in our land. That is the standard bearer that carries the flag of Ghana everywhere. Decency in language is what we expect of people aspiring into political office. But it did appear that we lost that opportunity to express to the rank and file of our party that irrespective of our differences, we still believe that in terms of the office holder, that office is important. I listened to people like Kennedy Ajapon, who made the perilous conclusion that the president is the thief or the biggest thief in this country. That, for me, is the most absurd and unprofessional statement that anyone can make on our president. It is important that we guide against any such. The president of Ghana is the embodiment of our land. For us to make such derogatory and charitable remarks on him simply means we are bringing down the presidency. The People's National Convention will not engage in such politics of hate speech.
The Acting General Secretary of the Progressive People's Party, Kofi Sahle Samoa, said some of the comments made to denigrate the office of the president are most unfortunate. He said the most important issues which should engage the national discourse is how to provide the basic necessities for the ordinary citizen.
One of the ways to deal with corruption is not to mount political platform and spew out allegations and incite the public against the president and the republic. What you do is to be able to put before the presidency practical solutions that the opinion of that political party has the capacity to deal with corruption. So there should be some institutional changes. We have always called for the separation of the Ministry of Justice from the Attorney General so that you have an independent prosecutor who is then equipped and empowered to be able to take on even government officials who attempt or who are engaged in corruption or against whom allegations have been made. So I believe that as we move towards 2012 election, the tension that is in this country has to be reduced, and that politicians are very key stakeholders in ensuring that we all continue to enjoy the peace. And the victor for the election will be given the opportunity to govern this country.
As a political party, what are you also doing to restrain your members from making similar comments when they mount the platform?
We have always had the least opportunity and treated our supporters and our members to disengage in the politics of insult. We do not want to be engaging in politics of insult, because if we did that, what happens is that the very issues that concern us are driven under the carpet, and they are not on earth for people to know what the magnitude of the difficulties we face as a country is. So we have always discouraged the politics of insult, and we have not engaged in the politics of insult. All that we want is to be able to have an opportunity to discuss the feasibility of proposed policies, the efficacy of implemented programs, and the competence of our political leaders, and not to be able to deal or engage in issues that relate to trivial matters, such as who is more religious than the other, who is short and who is tall, and therefore qualified to be president, and finally, who served in whose administration, and therefore doesn't deserve to be elected on his own party's ticket. These are the fundamental issues that confront us as a people. And I think that we will do our best at all the time to make sure that the issues of development, education, healthcare, employment are always brought to the fore.
Acting General Secretary of PPP, Kofi Sahun Esamoah.